From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're talking with John Martin from the St. Patrick Society of Peoria. He's chairman of this year's Aaron Fesh, the Irish Cultural Festival, which runs today, tomorrow, and Sunday on the Peoria Riverfront. John, it's so good to see you.
Good to see both of you today.
And as part of the festival, you've got performances taking place all 3 days across, I think it's 7 or 8 different venues down on the riverfront. Can you talk a little bit about some of the performing experiences that you've got lined up for the festival?
Well, we try to give a big a picture of the cultural of Ireland that you can get. So we have a cultural area that has a hedge school that teaches Gaelic and some of the cultural aspects of Ireland. We have a small place called The Snug, which is kind of a sit down and have a drink and talk. It features Irish whiskeys that we do not have at any other location. And we have Cayley's, the traditional Irish dance and sessions, where the musicians from the different bands get together and just kind of jam. We have a performing arts stage where you have the harpist, the vocal singer, the traditional vocal singers, stuff of that nature on that side. We have a dance stage, which dance schools throughout the Midwest come in and dance. And we also have Scottish dance there, too, this year. It'll be some on Friday night and some on Sunday. And then we have our two major pubs, the O'Neill's Pub, which is pub music, and it's the only, you can get Irish beer in that location, and it's traditionally the small 3 or 4 Irish bands that pump out Celtic music. And the last place is the Norse Stage, which starts out very traditional in play and music, and as the evening goes along, gets a little more Celtic rock, and by the end of the evening, we're bagpiping it and just pretty much going for broke.
You're certainly not lacking for entertainment, and what I've always found so fascinating is that you have so many different stages, but they don't fight with each other. How do you ensure that there's continuity, that you hear a certain song and then you're not fighting with music on another stage?
About 20 years of tweaking. That's very important. You have to make sure that speakers are pointed in the right direction, tents are at certain angles, trailers are in the block sound that goes around. But this year, for example, we're going to have bagpipers, Celtic bagpipers from this area, and they will disturb everybody because they're going to parade through the grounds. But normally, you angle everything and hope for the best. Plus, a little overflow is good.
Now, you said that you're bringing in performers from not just the Peoria area, but from across the Midwest. I mean, what's the geographical reach of these performers? How far are you going out to find folks?
Well, first, we're going over the pond, as they say. We always have a band from Ireland. This year we have two, Full Set, which was there last year, and a crazy bunch of college kids called Socks in the Frying Pan. And we have a group from Scotland, Manran, which was here last year, which is a very good group. We have bands from the East Coast out in Maryland, from Ohio, the Chicago area, of course, and regional ones in the Peoria area. We always make sure that we have Peoria bands or Peoria Bloomington bands in the group.
And talk a little bit about the work that goes into finding all of these acts and booking them and putting the schedule together. I mean, how far out from this year's festival do you start in order to put all the pieces together?
Well, we're actually on next year's schedule already. The entertainment, particularly the big groups, anymore are booking 1 year to 9 months out. The regional ones you can usually book within 6 months. But we try to have all of our bookings done by March. about 6 months ahead of time.
Beyond the volume of music, last year I saw a volume of merchandise. How do you select the merchandise, and how does one get merchandise presented at the Irish Fest?
We have had vendors, and most of them are Irish vendors. We have Grafton Street, which is all Irish vendors. Most of them have been with us 10, 12 years. When we do have a list of backup people that are requesting to get into Peoria, and when we get down one or two, we'll go to the list and give them a call. And we're lucky we have a demand there. The Cultural Village, which is more local things and exhibits, most of those people have been with us 4 or 5 years, too. So somehow we get them. We do have one new one this year that we're very proud of. We have a genealogist out of Knox County, the college up there, that's agreed to come down and do his stuff for people that are interested. It's very hard finding somebody to do that.
Talk about some of the things you've got going on at the Cultural Village.
We always have exhibits. Mm-hmm. We have an exhibit of the Irish boxers in the United States, an exhibit of letters. We call them letters from home. They're letters, most of them written in late 1800s, early 19th century, from people that in Ireland to their kids that have come to the United States and vice versa. We have a couple passports. People had gone through the Ellis Island, and we have that transaction. Family histories. The society takes 4 or 5 families every year and researches their history, and we have about 20 of them up. And then you go into the organizations, the Ancient Order Hibernians, the Sister City Clonmel, Boos, and there are craftsmen items for sale, people that actually make a piece of jewelry or a pewter item on the scene. They demonstrate how to do it. And then there's, of course, the Tourist Bureau for Ireland has a booth and a couple other odds and ends. But it's more of a working cultural of Ireland versus the merchandise tent, which is pretty much products, plates, silver, sweaters, stuff like that.
I thought you had an interesting theme for this year. Come for the music, return for the experience. How did you pick that?
Well, we have for a number of years as they're going out, and we consistently noticed that almost 75% of the people say they've been to Ehrenfest 3 or more times. And when you ask them why, they generally zero in on they came to hear the music, but they loved the experience. And some of them will even cite some night they were there and somebody was playing and they just had a great time. So we thought that would be a good theme.
Overall, what are you trying to accomplish with the festival? Are you trying to allow people who are of Irish ancestry to reconnect with their heritage, or are you trying to expose contemporary Irish culture to people who don't necessarily have a family connection?
I would say it's more of the second one. Peoria is a very old Irish community. You do not have very many first-generation Irish. You have fifth, sixth, way back. So we're trying to reintroduce them to the Irish as a nationality and about their family history and get them to bring it in. And secondly, we're trying to get the surrounding areas also very rich in Irish connections. And the cultural is very rich. You don't have to be Irish to enjoy the music or the crafts that we have. So we're trying to expose both groups.
I thought you were trying to bring out the Irish in all of us, because there's nothing better than a Guinness or harp during this weekend.
I couldn't agree with you more. but other people like to hear music. You know, it's we have a new pub this year we're opening called Melanophy's, named after my mother. It's the family name. But all you do, this is just a pub in the middle of the field. Tent has tables, and we are expecting people just to sit there and talk and drink. And that's what the Irish love to do. They love to visit. You know, you go in there, and for later on you're talking to somebody. You have no idea who they are, but he's your best buddy for the rest of the night. And that's what we like.
That's John Martin, chairman of Erin Fesh. The festival runs today, tomorrow, and Sunday on the Peoria Riverfront. John, thanks for being with us, and good luck.
Wish just that both of you will be down there, I hope.
Nathan tribute artist Carla Del Villaggio brings her show Simply Streisand to the Illinois Central College Performing Arts Center in East Peoria tonight at 7:30. She promises to sing some all-time Streisand favorites, including music from Funny Girl and even some of Barbara's more comedic stage tunes. It's sure to be a treat, so plan to attend.
And Cornstalk Theater is closing its summer season with the musical Monty Python's Spamalot. It's a stage adaptation based on the cult film. Performances begin tonight and continue through the 30th under the tent in Upper Bradley Park.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.